Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Is now on the air. Today, we're going to be speaking from the New Testament. You know, we have two divisions, the Old and the New Testament, and we want you to turn to the New Testament on that fifth chapter of the book of Acts. And we're going to beginning at that 12th verse. And by the hand of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest there no man joined himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on the beds and couches, that at the least of the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. And there came also a multitude out of the cities round about Jerusalem, bringing sick folk and them which were vexed with unclean spirit, and they were healed every one. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you today for the word of God. We thank you for the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. We thank you, God, for the word that builds our faith, the word of God that strengthens our faith, the word of God that gives us hope, God, the word of God that will cause us to endure in difficult times, in time of perplexity. Father, we ask thee today to have your way, to move from the north, the south, the east, the west, city to city, state to state, all around the United States of America, and also on foreign land. Cause souls to be saved and lives to be changed, Father, this day and this hour. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We are preaching this morning from the word of God, and we like to say that it is not, again, from your favorite magazine. It's not from the best book that you may have read on last week, but it is the bestseller that will always be that book that will not, any other book will not supersede the greatness of God's word, but it is the word of God that will bring life to the believer, to those that will take heed to the word of God. So today you find us in this fifth chapter of Acts. And as we said, we begin at that 12th verse. And we see that the word of God, it tells us that, and by the hands of the apostles. Remember, in the fivefold ministry, there are apostles, prophets, evangelists, there are pastors and teachers. And we see here today, as God has given have been working great and mighty things through the hands of apostles, and many signs and many wonders was wrought through their hands. And they were in one accord, the word of God tells us, in Solomon's port. The word tell us, and the rest dare no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. If you were reading that first beginning, the first part of the fifth chapter of Acts, it will tell you about the power of God that was on the apostles, that was on Peter, how there was some deception. You know, there's a deception in the day and the time that we live in. And we see that the Sapphira and Ananias, They wanted to be well-spoken of. They wanted them to, for the apostles to see that they also had given, but they wasn't given for the heart. They gave for a different reason. Have you ever given for a different reason? Not that you were given for the work of the ministry, but you were giving because of the fact that you wanted to see somebody see you give, or that you wanted to be highly spoken of those that are the leaders of a church or whatever organization that you may be a part of. But these people had gone, and they had sold part of their possession, and they brought part of it back. But what had happened before then, they decided, the man and the wife, that they were going to deceive. They were going to bring the deception. They were going to be dishonored. They were going to take what they have sold. They were going to keep part of it, and then they were going to bring the rest of it to the church, and they laid it at the apostles' feet. But because of the fact that God's power and his anointing was in the man of God, he knew that there was a spirit of deception before him. And because of the spirit of deception, because of Ananias, who came in first to see Peter, he decided that he was going to lie. He decided what he and his wife had already agreed on, that they were going to take part of what they had sold. And Peter asked him, Apostle Peter asked him, that they sell it for so much. And because of the fact they lied to the man of God, it's very dangerous to lie to God, and very dangerous to lie to God. But they had lied to the man of God who was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he fell dead at the apostles' feet, and they would carry it out. And then the word of God tells us that later that the woman did the same thing. She came, and Peter posed the same question to her. She lied, and she died as well, and they took her out, and they buried her. Well, because all of that had, because the people seen the power of God, then nobody else, they decided at that time to join themselves to them. But the people, they magnified them because they see the great works of God. And the word tells us that believers were the more added to the Lord, and multitudes of men and women. And then the word tells us that insomuch that they brought forth the sick unto the streets, and laid them on beds and in couches, and at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. I believe that this was a walk of faith. I believe that they didn't just sit down, do nothing, but they came in faith, believing God that the people that they brought out into the street, that they were going to be healed. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So today we have to stand on God's word, and we have to believe God's word. The word of God tells us that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Well, if he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, and he is, it's dangerous for us not to obey God. It's dangerous for us not to comply. It's dangerous for us to try to bring deception into the body of Christ and to bring deception into our lives. You know, God is a revealer of the truth. For the word of God said that we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. The word says whom the Son has made free is free indeed. So when we see they brought the sick into the streets and they and laid them on their beds, that even the shadow, he didn't even have to touch them. The shadow, they had faith to believe that even the shadows of Peter, when he passed by, that the people was going to be healed because this man was righteous. The man was holy. The Bible says to be holy, for I am holy. God telling us not to be like Peter, but to be like him. If we are be like Peter, and we're going to be like Christ, then the works that Christ did, we're going to do also. The works that Christ did, Peter was able to do so likewise. So therefore, they laid the people by faith. They laid them by the shadow of Peter walking by, that the people were going to be healed. And the word of God says, and there came also a multitude out of the city round about Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits. Don't you know that there are people that are sick, they have infirmities in their bodies, and thank God he is able to heal, he's able to deliver, he's able to make them free. And then there are people that have unclean spirit. Do you remember in the word of God how the woman that had a child, and a child was possessed with an unclean spirit, and she came to Jesus for Jesus to heal her daughter? Now, she didn't bring the child with Jesus. She came to Jesus because the child had this spirit, and she came because she believed God, that God was going to touch this child and that God was going to heal, no matter was she home or not. She believed that God was going to take care of her child. And do you not believe? I'm still talking about healing. And when the child, the woman, the mother of the child that was ill came, and she humbled, she fell at the feet of, at the knee of Jesus, and she humbled herself before Christ. You know, the word of God tells us that we need to humble ourselves before him. But the word of God said, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked way, he said that he will hear from heaven. He said that he will forgive the sin and he will heal the land. So today we are talking about healing. We're talking about how the woman that brought her daughter to Jesus, how she came. But this woman, brought them. Her child, this petition before Christ, not the daughter, but brought it before Christ for Christ to heal that child. And in essence, Christ did told her to go back home, because in reality, when you read the scripture, it tells us how Jesus was letting her know that it wasn't right, in other words, to give the feast, to give the children bread to the dogs. And it looks like Jesus may have been calling her a dog. But I believe that Jesus knew that this testing her in her faith. But the woman said to Jesus, even the dogs eat from under the table. So they're going to get the same ingredient. They're going to get the same thing that was in that meal. They're going to get the same ingredient even if they fall to the ground. And so with that faith, Christ let her know to go back home because your daughter is here. Or when she went back home, that daughter wasn't flipping, and that daughter wasn't trying to fight, and that daughter wasn't acting unseemly anymore. Why? Because Jesus sent the word. Why? Because Jesus healed this girl of her infirmities, of that unclean spirit. I believe that there's many that have unclean spirit that are flipping and rolling and tossing, and they have mental like diseases and demonic spirit, and God want to deliver them, and God want to make them free. So we see in the word of God here in that fifth chapter of Acts how that there was some unclean spirits, and they were healed, everyone. Every one of them, they were healed. Those demons were cast out. Why? Because there were power to among the men of God, the women of God. They were power. See, there's power in the name of Jesus. See, we live in a day, and we live in a time today that there are some that do not want you to speak in the name of Jesus. Don't bring that name up. You can say everything that you want to, but don't say Jesus. Don't say in the name of Jesus. Why? Because they realize that there is power, there is authority, there is healing, there is deliverance in that name. That's why the enemy who come to steal, to kill, and to destroy, that's why he does not want the people today. He does not want the saints. He don't want the people to pray in the name of Jesus, because they know that there is power. They know that it's going to be result. They know that the person that is possessed with unclean spirit, they're going to be cast out in the name of Jesus. Come on. So we see that we have to take authority, and we have to take power and use the power that God has given us. And you know, you can have a piece of paper in your hand, and if you don't use what that paper represents or say that you can do, and you can have it, and you don't apply it, and you don't use it, just like the word of God said, we can have the word of God in our hand. But if we don't use it, and we don't apply it to our lives and to the lives of others, it is not going to work. The Bible said that faith come by hearing. That's what we're doing today. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So therefore, we have to hear the word of God. So that's why those signs that the apostles, that they were able to do in healing those that were sick and those that possessed, they believed that word, and they walked in the authority, and they walked in the power of the Most High God. So we see here on today that the high priest, they rose up, and all of they that were with them, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. Oh, the enemy come. I have to remind you, the word says that the enemy come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. They seen the great works that was done by the apostles. They seen the faith of the people, how the people brought out those that were sick and had infirmity in their body. They seen and they heard how the unclean spirit were cast out. So this made them angry. They rose up with indignation because of the fact that they did not want the men of God to use the power and authority that God had given them. And the word of God says in that 18th verse of the fifth chapter of Acts, it says, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. Oh, they were angry. They were had indignation. And because they did these mighty works, they put them in prison, not for doing evil, but they put them in prison for doing what was right, what was good, what the Word of God tells us to do as people of God, of people of faith. The only thing they were doing is exercising their faith. I have a question for you today. Are you exercising your faith? Are you exercising your faith? This is the will of God that we exercise our faith and we use our faith to heal the sick, to cast out demons and devils like the Apostle Peter and the rest of the apostles did. I'm not saying that when you use your authority and power that there are not some people that's going to be angry with you. When you use your authority, there is not going to, I'm not saying that there are going to be people that is not, that is, that will not talk about you, because they will. And there are people that will despitefully use you, and people that will say things that are unrighteous. Well, they put Peter and they put the apostles in the common prison. Oh, they didn't put them in there now with the royalty. You know, in the Word of God, it does tell us about, you know, at the time when Joseph, when they had, remember, they had put him in prison, and remember, they had put the butler in prison as well. They had put them, like, in the king's prison. But they put, but their prison, the common prison, where the common people had gone and where they had stayed and lived or died, and they were put under, they were put under authority of the people that held them under in their authority, they were there. But we see that the Word tells us that they were put in the common prison. But, you know, you can put people in a prison. You can put them behind bars. You can try to make them stop talking. You can make them stop preaching the Word. You can try to make them stop preaching the Word of God and stop being a witness to them. You can try to do that, but you know, if God be for you, it is more than they that will be against you. So they put them in the common prison. But the Word of God tell us, but the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison door. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I mean, when you move in faith and power of the Almighty God, if God be for you, who can be against you? God sent his angel. God sent his angel. The angel of the Lord came by night, opened the prison door, and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. In other words, go stand in the temple. Preach the Word of God. Go for it. All the word that God has given us to speak, we got to speak it. They, the Word of God that was in the apostle, you stand, you go there and speak in the temple. And you speak all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning, and they taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the sinners of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. See, they thought that they were still in prison. They thought they were still there where they put them at, for teaching and preaching and for healing and for bringing deliverance to the people. But when the officers came and found them not in prison, they returned and they told, saying, the prison surely found. We shut with all safety. And the keepers standing outside before the door. In other words, they're trying to tell them, hey, we shut the door. We made sure that everything was locked. We had the guards on the outside of them, the keepers out there on the outside before the door. And when we had opened, we found no man within. We done did all of this, but we don't know what happened. Because when we opened the door, they was not in there. We found no man in there. This is the power of God. Don't tell me that what God cannot do, because God can do any and everything when he desires, when he get ready, in a time of the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He can and he will do anything that we ask him to do, or anything that he will do for his people. And the apostles were people of God. They have been sent with the authority and the power. And here we see that the enemy, Satan, tried to lock them in the common prison. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them wherein this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom you put in prison, they're talking about the apostles, the men whom you put in prison, they're standing in the temple, and they're teaching the people. They're teaching the people. Now, this was the objective of the high priest at that time anyway, because they did not want them to teach the people. You know, they didn't want to build their faith. You know, that's why the enemy fights so different, why the enemy fight against the people of God, because they don't want them to hear the word of God. They fight because they don't want them to hear the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. They fight them because they don't want them to go to church. They fight them because when they go to church, sometimes they find themselves asleep. They fight them because it's a struggle, because it's a hassle. Sometimes maybe the car breaks down. Maybe they may say the enemy fight against the person. I don't have anything to wear. Or maybe somebody said, I'm coming over for dinner, and they served this elaborate dinner. And that's the trick of the enemy, because they don't want them to hear the word. But the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How are we going to grow in faith? How are we going to do the great and export unless we are... our faith has been gone sore in the spirit, and that we're growing through the word of God, and that we're reading the word of God, we're studying the word of God, we're hearing the word of God, so that God can give us revelation, and so that God can give us understanding of the word of God. So, hey, when the priests, when they found out that the men of God, the apostles of God, they was out there preaching, they was out there teaching the word of God. They were teaching the people. They were standing in the temple, and they were teaching the people. It's good, I mean, to be able to teach the people, to be able to give them instruction from the word of God. Not our instruction, but the word of God. That was the word of God said. When we read the word of God, I'm telling you, the word of God will give us revelation and give us understanding when we read the word of God. It's a trick of the enemy, but people don't like reading the word of God. It's a trick of the enemy, but people that does not like hearing the word of God. We need the word of God. For the word of God says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. So therefore, we got to read the word of God. So, and we got to hear the word of God. So therefore, the men of God sent them. God put that passion in them to do what they were doing. Do you have a passion to hear the word of God? Do you have a passion to read the word of God? That's what the people had, wanted to share. They wanted to give to the people. Don't you know? If a person was starving and they needed food, and you had food that you was withholding from them, and because you knew that you had food, but yet you wouldn't give it to them because of a fight that you were afraid, or you think that they may turn you down, or you afraid that hey, this is I'm not going to give it. I might need this. So whatever reason that the enemy used, you're not giving it to them, that person's going to die if somebody don't come to the rescue and rescue them and give them the word of God. So here we see the apostle of God. They were out. They were teaching in the temple. And then the word of tell us, then with the captains and the officers and brought them without violence. They knew not to use any violence because the people had been listening. They knew that these were truly men of God. And the word of God said that they feared the people lest they should have been stoned. They didn't want to be stoned. They didn't want to be stoned. So therefore, they decided that they're going to bring them without violence. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, did not we strictly command you that you should not teach in this name? What did I say before? This is the same thing that has happened in the day, and this day and this time that we're living. There are people that do not want us to teach in the name of Jesus. There are people that don't want us to say Jesus. They don't want us to say, when we finish praying, Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, in the matchless name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, I pray. They don't want you to say that because they know that there is power. They know that there is authority. They know that God is going to answer that prayer when we say that in his name and we believe what we say in his name. They are saying, did not we strictly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. And then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. That was the answer. That's the answer for you today. That we should obey God rather than man. It doesn't matter what man said. Man can't put us in heaven, and man does not have, he may kill the body, but he cannot have power over our soul. He cannot do that. But God is the one that will cause us to live and not to die spiritually, and he can keep us dying physically until that time comes, like he delivered the apostle out of the common of prison. Yes, he is able to do these things. So therefore, it is important that we obey God. We're not men pleasers, but we are God pleasers. How many of you today that can say that I'm not a man pleaser? I'm going to please God. I want to do things that are right. I want things to bring about peace, but I'm going to please God. And Peter and the apostle, they willingly said, and they meant this thing, that they rather obey God rather than man. They said, the God of our father raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. They remind them what they did to Jesus. Him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and savior, but to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. Let them know why he died and why. What reason he did it, so they can be forgiven, that we could be forgiven for our sins and for our transgressions. And they said, we are witness. We are his witnesses. Are you a witness for Christ today? We are his witnesses of these things. So is also the Holy Ghost, which is the Spirit of God, whom God has given to them that obey him. And when they heard that, they were cut to the heart. And they took counsel to slay them. They didn't like what they were hearing. When you speak the word of God, some people are not going to like what you are. They're not going to always be in agreement to what you are saying. And the word of God says, and they stood there, then stood there up one of the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space, and said unto them, ye men of Israel, take heed to yourself what you intend to do as touching these men. They were speaking to the council. He was telling them, be careful now what you're going to do to these men. Be careful. Then he said, for behold, and before these men rose up Thaddeus, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who were slain, and all as many as obey him were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the day of taxation, and drew away much people after him, he also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say to you, refrain from these men. Let them alone. But if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to nothing. But if it is be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest happily you be found even to fight against God. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. They were in prison. They were brought before the council. They were beaten by them. And then they were let go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, cease not, did you hear that? They cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. There are people today, if they were put in jail, if they were spoken to in a way that they thought it was going to cost their lives, if they were beaten, they will close their mouth forever. Or they'll be afraid to say what thus says the word of God. But we see an example of faith. We see the men of God who did not care that all of these things happened to them because they were going to speak the word of God. You have been listening to the Our Power broadcast. Our Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you today again for once again for letting us preach the unadulterated, teach the word of God with power and the anointing. And Father, even as the word of God, as your words went out, I pray, God, that souls were saved, lives were changed. I pray that bodies are being healed, even as the man of God and the apostle, God, as the men that brought about those that were sick and those that had infirmity in their body, that they were healed by the power of God. I pray even now, Father, that you, too, God, will have your way today. Father God, those that are sick, I pray healing. I send the word of healing. Those that have an unclean spirit, that they are delivered today and that they are made whole. And for this, I will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You have been listening to the Our Power broadcast with Dr. Mary McCoy. Please join us on this very same time on next week as we again bring you important words from the mouth of our God. May God bless you. May he keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he bless you in your going in and in your coming out is our prayer.